time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
So, Brooke, could you please briefly explain what the Fair Pay Agreements Bill is?
Well, the Fair Pay Agreements Bill is an idea that's been introduced by this government to say that all employees within a sector should have the same rights and duties from all employers within that sector. But in practice, you know, that can sound good, but actually it's going to end up with fewer jobs, a less productive economy, and no better employment conditions for workers. And so really what this is it's taking employment law back to the 1970s, taking away flexibility for employers to pay people based on what they think they need to employ good people in their companies. And it really holds everybody ransom in a sector when they didn't even necessarily want this to happen. So what the government has said is that if 10% of workers in an industry or 1,000 workers can take a claim to Wellington and say they want wages and conditions to be set for all of their sector, then that can happen. But that means 90% of people within that industry group might never have complained or had an issue with the conditions that they had or the wages that they were getting. And you'll end up with potentially less employers being able to employ more people over time.
One country that is often compared in relatively to New Zealand with this one is Australia, not just because there are big neighbours, but also because they have an award system that is quite similar to what is being proposed. Could you please discuss how it is maybe different from the system proposed and, you know, what are the implications of that going forward?
Well, I think the difference here is New Zealand has a completely separate economy to Australia, and we do have lower productivity. We do have less skilled work that gets paid less than Australia in some cases do. But it is very hard to look at the difference between people getting paid an awful lot of money to be unskilled working in a mine and people working an unskilled job in New Zealand. We don't have those types of jobs here in New Zealand. But what we do need to do is we do want people to be paid more, and we do want people to have good working conditions in New Zealand. But we know that from Treasury's own advice and from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment's own advice, that putting in place these types of laws in New Zealand is going to lead to a less productive economy in New Zealand. And it's going to have a negative effect on workers' conditions, employment and productivity. That's what the government's own advice has said these types of agreements will do to New Zealand.
I'm hearing a lot of what you're saying in terms of, you know, the arguments against this. And a lot of it, you know, a big piece of it does seem to be that this may lead to lower employment levels. I guess the question I want to pose to you is that we have really high employment levels at the moment in New Zealand. And the big issue that I think a lot of our listeners and a lot of people would say we are facing is not a lack of employment, but a lack of compensation for that employment. And that's reflected, you know, in terms of the headlines, in terms of in terms of that attention-grabbing headline at the moment is in that cost of living crisis. What do you say to those people who say, we don't need more jobs, we need more higher wages?
Well, we definitely do need more jobs. We definitely do. I'm hearing from lots of people up and down New Zealand who say it's actually impossible to get more staff because the borders have been shut. And what's going to end up happening once the borders open is a lot of people who may have been taking on work here that never really intended to will move overseas like they had in the past. And we need more people to come and replace them. But we need to be a growing economy. And that's a constant need to create new jobs. What we need to acknowledge, though, is that not everybody working in an industry is exactly the same. Everybody has different needs. So if you've got, for example, somebody who is a mechanic and they are willing to work 4 days a week and they know that they're getting paid less because of a flexible arrangement where they need to go and take a few days off for other things that are going on in their lives. And yet somebody else who is doing the same job is fixing far more cars per week, and they're doing it on such a constant basis. Why should the employer be told that they have to pay those two people exactly the same? People have different needs in their lives, and we should acknowledge that in how businesses are allowed to operate. Not everybody actually is exactly the same.
So I think just one thing I want to address quickly is that, you know, what you say in terms of, oh, we need more jobs. Well, at the moment, you know, the job market, I think we can broadly say, is quite buoyant. The problem is not a lack of advertised jobs. The problem is a labor shortage. I guess to address as well what you're saying in terms of, you know, the fact that we don't want people to be paid the same, isn't what this bill is proposing simply is proposing a jointly agreed floor for wages in specific sectors? Won't that encourage people to join the labor market and engage if higher wages are offered? And won't that still allow for people to be paid a level above that floor?
No, what I'm saying is that this arrangement is not going to create a productive economy. And it's only through having a productive economy and businesses having more money to then be able to pay their staff more that New Zealand can get ahead. If we start imposing more and more costs on businesses and start making it harder for them to actually create a business environment that allows for the flexibility that they need to operate, we're going to end up in an area where we're reducing productivity, we're reducing the number of jobs that people need over time. But yes, we do want people to be paid more, and we do want people to have good working conditions. And what I hear from business owners across New Zealand is that they're trying their best to hold on to good staff, but they're also very conscious of the overheads that they have, of how much they physically can actually pay people. So we need to get government spending under control. We need to cut the bureaucracy on businesses, not impose more, and allow business owners to set wages and employment conditions that work for them and for their staff. What this law does is says there could be 10% of people in an industry who are unhappy with their wages, who can force all other businesses and employees in their sector into an agreement on what their working conditions and their wages will be when they never asked for it. So it's a form of unionism by stealth rather than actually fixing that underlying problem of how do you grow the economy to create more jobs and higher wages.
And I guess, Brooke, I just want to ask, do you have, or does the ACT Party have a specific policy that it would like to propose to boost productivity as an alternative to the proposed fair pay agreements bill?
Well, our proposal is that we need to get government spending under control. So we need to cut a lot of that wasteful spending that the government does, which it then asks for in higher tax takes. We also need to make sure that we're allowing for business opportunities from overseas to come to New Zealand so that our economy can grow. We have some of the most restrictive foreign direct investment laws in New Zealand, in the world, which makes it impossible to send money here to invest in companies to help them grow and help them boost employment and boost wages. So we need to change part of our Overseas Investment Act, and we need to get government spending under control so they're not asking for as many taxes from businesses, from people who are working really hard, and make sure that we're creating a productive economy rather than one that squeezes everyone from every direction.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.